This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ Live on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. And we have a very exciting way to start the day, and it comes from our very own Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got the text message late last night. We were all asleep while he was partying with Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Then Bobby put it out this morning that George Pickens is or is about to be a Dallas Cowboy. Adam Schefter, Jordan Schultz, Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport just said Bobby Belt first to be on it. Bobby, take us inside the story.
So the Cowboys have been working on receiver trades for the last couple days. They've called about a couple different guys. And in the last 2 days, they really started focusing on Pickens. And they ended up last night, it sounded like it was getting really close for them. And so I think it's getting finalized today. But yeah, this is something that is agreed upon, I think, right now. And they'll just get it finalized with the league office probably this morning and get all the compensation swap done.
Can you say other names that they were thinking about?
I think they called on Rashad Bateman in Baltimore. And I think they were calling about a lot of different players. But I think Bateman and Pickens were the two that they were really looking at. Cost, I think, settled them on Pickens. But because, I mean, if you go and get Bateman, he's already got a contract extension. You have to rework things. You have to flip switches to make his money work. Whereas Pickens is still on a rookie deal. They acquire him and they don't have to really do anything with his money. And also, I think what they're going to have to give up is probably not going to match what they would have had to have given up for Bateman, which I think you're probably looking at a day two or really early day three pick for Pickens is what the compensation is probably what you're looking at here.
So that's the breaking news. George Pickens is about to be a Dallas Cowboy. RJ Choppy, your thoughts?
I have like this. They needed a number two. Like they needed a number two wide receiver, and he's not a number one. This is exactly, I think, where he would be at his best. Is a number two. This was like one of the things they needed to do. It's youth too. Yeah, they didn't go down the old man well with Amari Cooper. They didn't go down the old man well with
Brandon Cooks 2.0.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, was he one of the names? Yeah. So they didn't go down that old man well. I like the process. I like the plan here. Go get somebody youthful. And you have capital to use and use it.
Well, you haven't mentioned the big part of the problem, which is all the drama. And all the headache.
I love drama. I love headache. I usually love other people's drama. But
OPD. Talent check. 24 years old. Check. Number two. Check. Headache. Big fat X.
Yeah, and like it's the whole if Mike Tomlin can't do anything to keep you kind of on a straight and narrow pathway, who can? You know, Mike seems to be like just one of these, you know, really great motivators. I think he's the best motivator in the NFL as a coach. And if he can't get you to kind of see the plan, then who can? Certainly it's going to be more difficult for a rookie head coach.
Under normal circumstances, I'm saying no. I'm out.
Ian has the compensation. It's a trade centered on a third rounder going from Dallas and then a late round pick swap. So Dallas is trading a third and a late round pick to Pittsburgh in exchange for Pickens and a late round pick.
Third and a late for Pickens.
I think Bateman. I think Baltimore wanted a second for Bateman.
Yeah. Well, no.
So it's a second versus a third, and having to move money around as opposed to not. But it's also a guy who needs a contract in Pickens, who's also represented by, what's his name? David Mulugeta.
Oh. Well, let me ask this. Why didn't this just take place during the draft? I had heard Brian Broaddus and G-Bag play this out. I think this wasn't one of their fights, right? That was about Booker.
Yeah.
That was about the first round pick.
I mean, Dawson obviously wanted a wideout, but yeah.
Why didn't this just play out during the draft?
I think that they were...
Because Broaddus had said he would pull the trigger on Pickens in that moment if we were talking about a third or a fourth.
I think they picked up the phone on all these guys initially during draft week or leading up to the draft. And I think what happened was they wanted to see what would potentially fall to them in the draft. They wanted McMillan. If they get McMillan at 8, they don't do this.
Right.
But they didn't get him. They get Booker instead.
They get somebody in the second or third. They don't do this.
Yeah. And so I think what happened was they got through that, and then they went, all right, let's really dig in on these receivers now that we get out of the draft. We know we're not getting that. And so I think they started calling around, looking for the best possible bang for their buck. And a third and a pick swap for Pickens is pretty good value if he's all straight off the field.
There's a lot on the field.
There's a lot of talk already about, and I saw it already, like, so much for culture. Oh, I guess Shoddy lied. So much for culture.
I think it's a very good point.
It is. It's a fair point to bring up, but I think it's also, from the Cowboys' perspective, they would say, and look, I don't think they're 100% comfortable with everything that's in George Pickens' background in terms of the way that he's been, the things that he's had happen in Pittsburgh, but I think a big part of it for them is there also is a point where you're building culture, but you can't just exclude everybody who might kind of be a diva or who might be me focused.
Yeah.
And at some point you got to say, all right, well, this is the test of the cultures. Can you change that player instead of that player coming in and changing the culture? They've done a lot to establish it across the board. You're not going to have 53 Boy Scouts. It's not going to happen. And so I think at some point they realize. Yeah, and I think at some point you got to investigate and go, all right, who do we think can get there? Who do we think can be part of a good culture? Even if they're not now, who do we think can be changed over to that? There was a time Brandon Marshall was thought of as a really bad culture guy. There was a time where Tyrann Mathieu was thought of as a really bad culture guy. And they both shifted over time. So I think that for them, they look at it and go, all right, we got to just believe that Pickens is part of a guy like we can ingratiate into our culture rather than him coming in here and poisoning a well.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously the talent is there. I don't know. I don't have a problem with them going and using capital to get somebody. Now, could you say that these, a third round pick could be more valuable next year? In the draft where this team is still, I believe, not ready to compete for a championship. So they need the bodies. They need the picks. They're getting the players. That's good. The other question you got to ask, why would Pittsburgh do this? Mike Tomlin's on the hot seat. Like, make whatever you want to say, he is on the hot seat. Half of Pittsburgh, maybe more, want him out. The fans. So why would he reduce his team?
Well, they got DK.
They do have DK, but they're probably going to bring in Aaron Rodgers. You would not think that Aaron Rodgers would want to get rid of a weapon.
What's their wide receiver room look like? They have DK, Pickens is gone, and Robert Woods. I think they just picked up Robert Woods late.
He's 40.
Yeah, he's old. He's old. He's 33. Look, I'm begrudgingly in on this.
They're interesting.
I wanted you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Juice, you got juice. I wanted a roll of the dice. You did roll the dice. Now, can you argue? We're going to judge their second and third round picks and their first round pick. We're going to judge their first. I am. Their first, their second, and third against George Pickens. I hope your second round pick, I hope your third round pick play out versus getting a receiver there and not having this headache and whatever this future contract extension comes with. Now, what about the money? You know, we got to break all those things down. We just can't throw out Fantasyland trades. Spotrac has some of these numbers as we are looking at something very cheap to start off with. The 24-year-old brings over a one-year $3.6 million deal to Dallas, carrying a four-year 102 valuation in our system. So that's 25-year APY. Is that just what they're projecting of what his next contract is going to be, Bob? Because right now it's just one for 3.5?
No, he's at 3.5 because it's the back end of his rookie deal.
Yeah, I know that.
That's what he's at right now.
But so this 4 for 102 is their next contract projection for him. So basically what I'm saying is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they're targeting. That's what they believe he'll get.
So you're trading a third-round pick for him on a one-year deal. 99% of the time in these situations, we need that to come with an extension.
I have not asked around. I've poked around a little bit. I've not gotten a firm answer yet. I don't know that this is coming with an idea that they're going to extend him for sure.
Because otherwise, you make this move, Choppy, when you're on the doorstep, not when you're, in my opinion, and what you just said earlier, where the Cowboys are. So are you saying you are in the George Pickens business long term?
I don't believe that you can trade a third round pick for a guy who you are going to have for 2 years. I don't believe a team would wisely or willingly do that.
Look, I think
if you're Kansas City or Buffalo,
yeah,
that's a different story.
How good do you expect them to be this year with Pickens? Roughly
10.
I think 10's their ceiling because they're
ceiling with Pickens. I think Pickens is a difference maker that puts their. I don't know that they reach it, but their ceiling definitely to me is 12 win team now. Like that's a team that can win 12 games
with
now,
the schedule though. Talent level might be, but no, the schedule's brutal.
Dude, Pickens is a one.
He's not a one in any. What?
Pickens is 100% a one.
Okay, is he a one in the case that
He's not a Jamar one.
No, he's not a Jamar one.
One.
No, okay. If you're talking about,
there's not 32 ones.
No, but this is the same BS argument about saying Patrick Mahomes is the only number one quarterback.
No,
there's tiers, but he is 100% a team's number one. That is somebody who can function as a one and make a Pro Bowl.
It's like saying that just because you're the game one starter for a baseball team that you're an ace. Not an ace.
No, well, if you're saying Jamar is number one, then that's also like saying Garrett Cole is the only Stanford ace. So there's three of them. More than three aces.
Let's get to some of the numbers. By the way, the breaking news: Bobby Belt first on it as our Cowboys insider. If you follow him on social media, you'll know that is the reality of it. George Pickens is a Dallas Cowboy. It's a third round pick given up, and then we'll get some later pick swaps and compensation. 3 years in the league for Pickens, 52 catches for 801 and 4 his first year at 15.5 a catch. Year two was 63 for 1140 and 5 touchdowns, 18 yards a catch. And then last year in 14 games, he had played 17 games in each of his previous two seasons. Last year, he was 59 catches for 900 yards and three touchdowns.
With Justin Fields and rotating Russell Wilson throwing the football to him during his career.
My fear in this, if there was 2 years left, that would feel like the perfect sweet spot for me. But are you signing up long-term with this guy? Like, so my two hiccups on this are, you're not knocking on a championship for this to be your final over-the-top move where I could justify a third rounder for 1 year. And then afterwards, man, I don't want to be in the George Pickens business long-term unless Dak Prescott and Brian Schottenheimer have these magical powers that are, like, if I'm Dak, man, I'm getting a, what was that drink he had when he was hurt that he just had nine, was it iced teas lined up?
Yeah, the golden leaf or whatever. Yeah.
I'd get a Tylenol sponsorship lined up if I was Dak Prescott dealing with not only him but Lamb, because Lamb can have his moments. CD looks like he's endorsing this because overnight – he was sitting there tweeting out memes, waving like, hello, hey, we're here. So it looks like CeeDee Lamb knew this was happening and that he is on board. Those are my two hiccups. But right now, I needed juice. I needed to roll the dice. You need a number two wide receiver. So I'm begrudgingly in.
It makes CeeDee's life easier.
No doubt.
You know, as if you, you know,
CeeDee makes Pickens' life easier too.
No, that's true. I mean,
because Pickens has been the attention focus in Pittsburgh.
Pepe, let's get to some of the text messages that are flying in with the breaking news. Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. But first,
Peyton, who by the way credited this news to Adam Schefter on his Twitter account.
What the hell?
What? What did I credit to? All I did was quote it.
I sent you my tweet 20 minutes earlier.
Did you at any time retweet Bob? Is Bobby's tweet on your timeline?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, it will be in a few minutes.
Damn, Pepe.
Well, Bobby hasn't paid me for How Young Is Paid, so that's why.
Didn't I tell you to tell me that whenever you're not getting paid now? No, I'm not paying you at all. Yeah.
All right, let's get more of the reaction coming in at 877-881-1053. We'll get to calls. We're going to get the texts. Hold off on the phone calls for a second. We're going to get the text, the tweet reaction, plus the morning show. Not only 1-0 this morning with the Cowboys trade, 1-0 with Brett Boone as the Rangers' new hitting coach. Another thriller in the association. The Cowboys have their number two wide receiver. What do you think of it? Next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.